retrouver toutes les émissions sur franca-on-r.fr.
Hello and welcome to the Franc-K. We are live with a few guests to present to discuss about the Harlem Renaissance. So I let first the guests introduce themselves.
Hello everyone, I'm Sylvie de Preto. I'm 84 years old and I live in Alsace in France. I'm a jazz literature specialist.
Hello, my name is Hope. I'm 27 years old and I'm a teacher in Boston. And I'm a specialist about African-American history.
Hello, my name is Gwen and I'm a specialist in jazz music.
Hello, I am Sophie Farouche. I am a 37 years old Russian specialist of jazz music.
So, now that everyone has introduced themselves, we can now start with the first question that we will try to answer. They will try to answer. How did African Americans express their voices during the Harlem Renaissance?
We can say that African American literature of the era could include terms such as how slavery had affected the African American culture, as well as combating stereotypes of blacks, racism, discrimination, and segregation.
There was so the historical part would take most part of it. It was because they moved from the south to the north that they expressed their voices through their history.
I think we can also say that music helped them express their voices because in some way it got them recognition for by the white people. They were heard by their music. They could be listened to by white people, and they were taken more seriously because their work was really hard and considered by white people at the time. Also, I can quote from the A Train by Duke Ellington.
You should take a train.
You
get to where you're going in a hurry.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Now it's coming. Can't you hear the rails will hum? Liotta, if you should miss the train.
So in this extract we can see that he is talking about the A train and a way to get to Harlem. It shows that they were really proud and they get some voices because they could be visited, and they were kind of famous. The place was kind of famous and it helped them get some recognition. So now let's pass on to the second question. What legacy did the Harlem Renaissance leave?
They leave a really important legacy because it was in the 1920s that there was an explosion of cultural expression among the blacks, and the fact that there was that explosion, Harlem became more influent, and this was that legacy that they leave. There were jazz literature, jazz music also, and this was it was because of their history that they are what they that legacy. So I think that the jazz specialist can approve that.
Yes, I approve that, my dear. I agree with you because I think that the real legacy is the culture, and artists of Harlem Renaissance inspired artist of today.
I could not agree more with you, my friend, because I have some text that shows it. There is much songs that proves it. Songs of today's, like Gregory Potter with On My Way to Harlem from 2012. He is really inspired by a lot of artists of the time. It could be writers or even musicians, and he quotes them in the text in few times in On My Way to Harlem. It is really, it shows it was inspiring for a lot of people, even now.
Out on my way to Harlem. Ellington, you don't live around here. He moved away one day, so they say, from Harlem. I can hear his echo still. Nah, 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 you can't keep me away from where I was born.
So now that everyone has taken their point of view on the second question, we can try to answer the third and the last question. Harlem, lost and found. Does the rebirth of Harlem legacy of Harlem reflect this legacy? So I think the rebirth of Harlem is ambiguous because there is some good points but also some wrong points, I think, because they are rebuilding famous Harlem famous buildings, but they are keeping the spirit of it, so that's a good point, but they are also destroying and a lot of monuments also that were kind of part of Harlem and its soul. So I contrast on it because I think it has some good points, but it has also some defaults that I regret.
Also, I think that Harlem is losing all of its blackness because the buildings are iron prices and blacks are forced to move. So I think that this legacy is losing because there is no more blacks in Harlem now. There is new communities who are coming, and Harlem is not the same. So I don't know if we can say that Harlem is still the same and has that legacy that it has before.
So now we have a lot of point of views. It's really interesting and it's questioned the mind, but in the end, there is still questions to answer, and we still have to think of it. We can have all the information, but we have to still think of it from ourselves. So it was the podcast about Harlem Renaissance with our few guests. Goodbye.
Goodbye, my dear.